Grace Ivanko Sullivan wrote on the website for Andy Wood's Tuesday commentary on moles. I love this story. We recently moved and the previous owners had mole poison in the garage. I threw it out immediately. Poor guys. Smiley face. Todd Berliner wrote, I normally regard Rachel Lewis Hilburn as an incisive reporter, but her interview with Chancellor Gary Miller sounded like it was produced by Miller's promotion firm. She squandered an opportunity to ask Chancellor Miller for his perspective on issues that have been consuming our community for several months now. Here's a sampling of what Ms. Hilburn might have asked the Chancellor. Why are you leaving UNCW? Were you asked to resign? If so, why? And who is responsible? Why are you taking a job that pays you $50,000 less than you're making now? How do you respond to the criticisms that your Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship and Marbionic, two costly projects, have not shown much results? Even if he skirted these questions, it would have been worthwhile asking and hearing his response. WHQR is not a venue for celebrating local leaders. It's an NPR station and should act like one.
Hi, this is Alice Rosano. I'm a frequent listener to WHQR, and I'm appalled at the comment that the person made about Car Talk. And I think they were very inconsiderate of the town of Bergaugh, and they should apologize. Obviously, they don't know how to turn the radio off if they don't like something. I enjoy your programs. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Juanita Clemens wrote, I highly suggest that when announcing this coming Saturday's Great American Songbook Show, that you announce the ticket price. Many of the events at Keenan Auditorium are out of my price range, so I was slow to call to ask about tickets. I found the price quite reasonable. Others may not take the time to call to check prices. I wrote to Juanita, as a matter of policy, we don't announce ticket prices for the dozens of local organizations whose programs we announce. It would sound odd if we do it only for ourselves. There should be a ticket price on the article on our website, whqr.org, however. Juanita also wrote, P.S. I believe George Scheibner's Midday Cafe is every bit as good as the Great American Songbook. Well, in fact, George is on a roll these days with his music programs. Listener Sarah in Southport wrote last Friday, the 70th anniversary of D-Day, thank you for today's wonderful program. Your selection of patriotic songs just suited me to a T. I always enjoy Midday Cafe, which allows me to catch up with the news of the day, hear Jamila's interview with an area person of interest, and then an interlude of lighter music. Thanks so much for all you do. And listener Donna wrote after last Monday's smooth landing, wow, did you push the buttons tonight, George? I got all choked up when you played Simon and Garfunkel's Old Friends, and then you closed with the Rolling Stones, and time is on my side. Wow, such memories. I met my best friend in high school because we both loved the Stones. My daughter is named Mick. We'd go to Greenwich Village together and hang out in Washington Square Park. We were so young when Simon and Garfunkel's Bookends was released, but it made me think of her always. And now here we both are, living in North Carolina, still best friends, still love the Stones in New York City, and, dare I say it, closing in on 70 too soon. Thanks, George. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.